Yeah! 97.1, it's Adam Macadocious back again, bitches. Let's do the damn thing, Mr. Wang. Driving around town, top down, black Benz. Of course, I'm blasting my HD radio. Monday through Friday, 8 to 11. My dial's locked on that hot talk station. Tim Conway Jr., his show's so great. OG Valley Stud repping 818. Been hearing forever how his dad's so good, but you won't find a dude who's less Hollywood. At 97.1, I'm his biggest fan, but he still needs a partner. Yeah, I said it, man.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I said it. Right? Check this out. Listen to this.
We'll just blow through it. Here we go.
Might be the funniest guy in radio, but the wardrobe from Costco has got to go. Kirkland signature, that's his brand. Jesus Christ, he needs a stylist. Yeah, I said it, man. Too bad it ends at 11. You might hear the reverend. What the hell he say? Yo, it's just Jesse Jackson. If you know what he's saying, call into the show. It's 520-9711. Understand the language. Call if you do. You might get a prize. Oh, Babu. Babu. Tim Conway Jr., his show's so great. And OG Valley Stud repping 818. Been hearing forever how his dad's so good, but you won't find a dude who's less Hollywood. 97.1, I'm his biggest fan, but he still needs a partner. Yeah, I said it, man. Yeah, that's me. What time is it?
Back up.
What time is it?
At 9 o'clock, they got Gina on the news. With Jerry on the board, that makes two fellow Jews. Beware the Conway curse, though. It's the truth. If you still don't believe me, here's the proof. Timmy's over a decade into his career, but he also lost two co-hosts in the past 5 years. Wanna be his partner? Just get it clear. The other guys weren't fired. They just disappeared. Abracadabra, hocus pocus. Y'all heard it first from Adam Macadocious. Host of Frida HG, that's me, Shazam. When Sophia turning 18, I said it, man.
This guy's awesome.
Yeah, you're a big effing stud, dude.
Jump up and shout.
What's that?
Yeah, on your feet.
Oh, you want me to do it one more time?
Doesn't matter.
All right, yo. It's Tim Conway Jr., his show's so great. And OG Valley Stud repping 818. Been hearing forever how his dad's so good, but you won't find a dude who's less Hollywood. 97.1, I'm his biggest fan, but he still needs a partner. Yeah, I said it, man.
It ain't gonna get one more listener. All right, welcome everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And introducing an old friend of mine and a guy who Robert Blake probably hates more than anybody on the planet. The guy who beat him in court, everybody. Eric Dubin, nice to see you, man.
Mr. Conway, thank you for having
yes,
me.
Yes, I can't believe you're still alive.
I'm alive.
Yeah, look at you walking around.
I mean, but you taunting Blake doesn't help any, but you know.
All right, this is the guy who beat Robert Blake in court and for a... I believe the amount was $30 million. Is that right?
The jury came back with $30
million. For the wrongful death of Bonnie Lee Bakley.
You got it. What, you got to cue up the theme song? You're saving that one for later. No, Bonnie's hit single.
I don't think we have Bonnie's music anymore.
Yeah, I represented the four children, and after a three-month trial and 5 years of my life, we got $30 million.
All right. Now, recently, it was appealed to, I guess, the California...
I'm playing the Eric Dubin song. Close enough.
It's Eric Dubin. But he'll say it anyway, Eric Dubin.
All right, Jerry, please.
Thank you.
Guy's been drunk all day. All right, so anyway, so it was reduced recently by what? The Supreme Court of California, the California Appeals Court, who reduced it?
Right. After 2 years and a real heavy appeal, they affirmed that he killed his wife. So we win. Everything is status quo. But they cut the 30 to 15, which with interest brings it about $25 million. So really, you know, no big deal.
All right, so he owes you, he owes the family $25 million.
Right. And
does he have it?
Well, I think he's got around 20.
Really? Yeah. Wait, Robert Blake has $20 million?
And next to some cactus out in Sonoma somewhere.
All that Beretta money? Is that where it's come from?
Beretta, lots of movies, lots of investments, and Jesus. Living like a hermit, basically.
Yeah, I guess you don't spend any money, you know?
Yeah, he wasn't a flashy car dresser or anything like that. He saved and invested.
Look at that guy.
So we're going to go get it now.
All right. And I don't know what you'll settle for, but I imagine it's less than 25, right? If he walked in here tonight with a check for $7 million.
What is it, 8 o'clock? Till 8:15 tonight. If Blake comes down here tonight with a check for 20, I'll take it.
Is that right?
Yeah. Robert,
right.
You out there?
All right. Anyway, so that was quite a case because the state of California went after Robert Blake in a criminal trial and lost that. So he's a free man. And she doesn't have to worry about, you know, being, you know, rearrested for this or being thrown in jail for this murder. But he does have you. You're like the only obstacle. You're the only pain in the ass in his life right now.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah. And as soon as you go away, as soon as he, like, pays you off or knocks you off, then he's done. He's like a free man again.
Twice with that. I appreciate that again. yeah, but you know what? Let's turn that around.
Well, listen, the only reason I say this is because if he's been found guilty once of killing somebody, why wouldn't, I mean, and she didn't, you know, have a judgment against the guy for $20 million. Did you ever worry about that?
Well, considering security said Eric who downstairs, I'm not feeling real great walking out of here tonight.
Right.
But aside from that, you know, turn it around. If Blake would pay and settle for a decent amount, go back to work. He could play, you know, anything. He was a great actor.
Can he go back to work now?
Is anyone hiring him?
Is Disney looking at him for a movie?
There seems to be a forget mode in Hollywood.
Yeah, I guess so. OJ's out there, you know, signing autographs. And
Downey Jr. went from sleeping on a neighbor's couch to Iron Man. I mean, come on.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, but he didn't kill anybody. All right. Eric Dubin is with us, and he is, according to, I guess, what was the publication you were in where you're like one of the top lawyers in California?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. The Los Angeles Daily Journal named me that.
One of the top lawyers.
Yeah, one of the top 20.
Jesus, look at you.
Yeah.
All right, a very expensive lawyer, by the way.
No, no. If you got a good case, you call me. I'll take care of it.
Yeah, but
don't say that.
If we're going to title this segment, I Think I Got a Case Here. And Eric Dubin will tell you whether you do. And again, this is a very, I mean, he'll BS you, and you know, the way he dresses, you think, you know, the guy works, you know, blue-collar jobs, but he doesn't. He's a very expensive lawyer, a very talented lawyer, and he's going to give you some free advice tonight, and it's not going to cost you a dime. That's why it's called free. So you think you got yourself a case, huh? Eric Dubin will tell you whether you should go pursue it or take a nest in your hat.
Did you just say I look like crap, by the way, in a backhand?
Well, I mean, you look
like...
We're
wearing the same thing.
I know, but
jeans.
I always look like crap. You're a big lawyer, and you got a hole in your jeans.
And this is radio.
You got a shirt that probably cost you about $10.
I was in like a crisp Armani suit until you opened up on that comment.
I know.
You dropped
what
the
is,
illusion.
What is that shirt run
it's
you?
It's all about illusion.
Was that a $10 shirt?
I got these 3 for $10, actually.
Okay. You got a hole in your pants there.
I mean, come on.
I mean, you look like you're walking around looking for food, dude.
Next time I won't wear my suit, okay?
All right, here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. So you think you got yourself a lawsuit, huh? You want to talk to one of the big attorneys in California, one of the top 20 attorneys in the entire state. And there's a lot of yous out there, a lot of attorneys out there. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. All right, now, I'm going to ask you this because, you know, you're a lawyer. You've been a lawyer for how many years? 10 years?
Closer to 17.
17 years?
Yes.
Jesus. All right. What is the deal with the reputation of lawyers? Why is it so terrible? You know, if you're at a party and you run into two guys, one of the guys says he is a lawyer. The other guy says, hey, for a living, I put 18 and 19-year-old chicks totally naked or having sex on the internet and make tons of money. You look at that guy and go, oh, that's pretty cool. And then you talk to that dude about it. What is it with lawyers? Why do they have such a terrible reputation still? All the lawyer jokes out there.
You know what? It's probably well earned. I deal with a lot of jerks on a daily basis, and there's a lot of bad. But you know what? It's almost like a doctor or a cop, or you hate them until you need them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My clients love me. I kick butt for them.
Oh, listen.
I go against a lot of bozos, Tim, so I'm with you on a lot of that.
Dude, I have no problem with the lawyers. The lawyers that I know, you, Jacob Imrani, Todd Crouch out in the Valley. Who else is a lawyer I know? I think Jeff Lowry is a lawyer.
You know, the great ones off the top of my head, you know, Jerry Spencer, they're out there. But
these
you
are
know,
friends of mine are lawyers. Jeff Wernick is a lawyer. I mean, these are great friends of mine. They're lawyers, but they're not, you know, nobody hates them.
It's critical. I mean, if you really have a serious issue, really research the lawyer, because Tim's right. There's a lot of bad, and probably the ridicule is well-earned.
All right, so you think you got yourself a case. Is that Richard and Diamond Bar? You're on 97.1. How are you?
Yes, how are you guys?
All right, what's up with you, dude?
I have a question. I recently moved out of an apartment back in November and never received my deposit check until 31 days plus.
How much was the deposit?
Deposit was $1,500.
Right. And you got it all back?
No, I didn't. They took out for paint and...
how much did they take out?
Cosmetics, but the apartment was miraculous when I left.
Here's the deal.
To give me the full deposit.
You ready?
Sure,
you ready for the line?
Miraculous describes it.
Yeah, exactly. I'll give you the line 101 real quick. They got 3 weeks to give you a written itemization of what they deduct and then refund the money. If they don't give you that in 3 weeks, you're entitled to everything. If
correct. Saying, I did research that as well as interest on that money. But it clearly they mailed it to me, and the postmark date is well beyond the 22 days.
Well, you know, you'd have to take them to small claims court, right?
Yeah, there you go. I mean, if what you're saying is true, you got slam dunk, small claims, go take them there.
So is the process, you know,
there's like a penalty too, right? If they don't send you back your money within 3 weeks and or itemization, there's a penalty on top of getting your money back, like $500 or something. So there's money for you to do it.
How much do they give you back?
$800.
It's not worth the $700, dude.
No.
I mean, you know, let's say you know they knocked $200 off for paint and crap like that. To go to court and fight somebody for $500, maybe a waste of your time. I don't know. Do you have any dough? You busted out.
No, just debt free.
You're busted out?
No.
All right, then what do you do for a living?
Work in entertainment.
And how much you make a year?
About 70.
Get out of here, dude. Then don't fight for $500. Your time's too your time is too valuable to you.
The principle of the whole thing, though.
Get out of here with principle. All right. Please with the principle, the whole principle of it. People go broke on principle.
That's a tough word in the law.
They really do. I mean, a guy says, well, you know, my neighbor's tree fell on my fence, and he repaired it, but I didn't like the way he repaired it, and it cost me $200 to repair it. Should I sue him? And it's like, well, for you know, to sue somebody for $200 will probably take you 3 months. Is it worth $200?
You know, and a lot of lawyers get rich on people who want to prove principles.
Yeah, principles. You know,
hourly lawyers love people who want to sue on principle.
Yeah. You know what? With these small amounts like this, $300-$500, if you're making $70,000 a year, you just chalk it up as a loss, and everything comes out in the wash. You know, later on, you'll get $300 or $400 or $500 that you shouldn't have gotten.
Exactly.
And it'll come out even. But don't embroil yourself in all that negativity when it comes to lawsuits, too.
Write them a letter telling them you could do that, but you're not going to, and maybe they'll send you a check.
Yeah. I mean, you know, just send a letter saying, hey, listen, I'm not going to take you to court. I'm not going to spend the money and the time. Send me a couple bucks, and, you know, and we'll call it even. And they might do that. You know?
Good luck to you, brother.
Ah, babu. All right, but to file a small claims claims lawsuit, I guess what it's called, or a small claims case. What does that entail? Is that a pain in the ass to do?
You know, it's not. There's no lawyers allowed, so they design it to be real easy. It's capped off at $5,000. So if anybody out there's got a really good case for less than $5,000, you go file it, and they make it pretty easy for you.
Right, you can go right up to $5,000.
Up to $5,000.
And how quickly? I mean, let's say you file today. Is it in a couple weeks, a couple months you get in there?
Yeah, I mean, it's quicker than the normal process, but with the law, you're always looking at, you know, months.
Months.
You know, 6 months.
All right, so it's 6 months. So this guy's going to be thinking about his $500 for 6 months.
And he will be.
And he's going to have paperwork. He's going to, you know, he's going to have probably witnesses, you know, on their side, on his side. It's a pain in the ass.
It is. That's why we get paid.
Please.
Yeah.
You don't sue anybody for $500. Joe in Sherman Oaks, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Eric Dubin's with us. How are you?
I can't complain. Better
all
than
right.
most. Not as good as some.
Right, good for you. KBC listener.
Yeah, but I love you, man. You're my
Thank
guy.
You,
I
sir.
Went to
Thank
the track
you,
with
Dan.
You about 10 years ago, and you showed me a really good time. You were really patient with me, and I even met your parents one time. I sold them a pair of shoes to your mom.
Look at you. You're practically family.
In fact, speaking of work, what happened was a manager of mine was a homosexual, and he would just always...
He was a homosexual?
Or,
yes.
Well, he is a homosexual, right. But I got fired from there. And I finally just said, hey, this is what's going on. I can't take it anymore. Let's do something about it. Well, nobody did anything about it. 6 months later, I'm out the door, and a month after that, he was let go for sexual harassment.
Right. Did he sexually harass you?
Me and a couple other people.
And how did he do it?
Touching and a lot of verbal, a lot of disgusting verbiage, stuff that I had never even heard about. And, of course, to this day, I'm psychologically affected by visuals of this guy and what he had.
Hey, Joe.
Me.
Hey, Jerry, we're doing a show, dude.
Sorry.
I just wanted some more details.
Yeah, it's graphic, but I understand it's a PG-17 audience out there.
Oh yeah, don't give that guy any attention. Well, don't give the guy behind the curtain or the glass any attention. All right, so he verbally and he touched you. Where did he touch you?
Mostly like grab ass type stuff. Like if I was bending down or something, he would, walk up to me or make comments that I was losing weight. If you know he didn't think that my gluteus maximus looked maximus in my pants.
All right, I don't know.
Dude.
Yeah.
Can we get some more details, though?
Jerry, well, please.
Let me ask you this.
The guy's out of details. He's giving, what do you want, the pornography
version
of it?
Yeah, I mean, well.
I'll put him on hold. He can talk to you off the air. Let's ask Eric Dubin here. He's the lawyer. He's the guy earning the big bucks. Does this guy have a shot at a lawsuit for sexual harassment?
Yes.
And by the way, when you file one of those against another guy, don't you have to leave the country?
Statutorily, no.
I mean, aren't you so embarrassed that you just pick up and you move to Peru? You're suing another guy for sexual harassment. Joe, I don't think this is the way to go, dude.
I don't know
how much money could be there. What do you think? All right, let's talk to Eric Dubin. How much money could this guy get? Is it worth it? And will he have to change his name and lose all of his friends?
I got to tell you, I like the case.
Is that right?
I really do.
Oh, babu. Yeah, but how much?
There's no difference between a guy doing that to a girl than a guy doing that to another guy, man.
Yeah, there is, dude. There's a big difference.
You telling me if a 60-year-old guy groped a 20-year-old secretary from behind, you wouldn't think that was a good case?
I'm telling you, if Jack Silver slapped me in the ass every day, I wouldn't give a rat's ass. Well,
that's different. You enjoy that.
Bob Moore could walk around naked in the studio, and
I'm assuming the caller didn't enjoy what happened. So there's a difference there already. So
you know, if I can interject, it's not that I'm not a guy that can put up with, you know, grab ass amongst men. I was in the Navy. I could put up with
it. Was it like a football player good play grab, or was it like a how you doing down there grab?
This was how you doing, and let me help you out.
What was the business, by the way?
I probably shouldn't say. It was sales. I was
sales. Okay. Yeah. All right. Sales.
And how long had you been in the company before he groped you?
About 3.5 years.
How long ago did this happen?
And I was making money.
How much?
I was making $85 a year.
And how long ago did this happen?
6 months ago.
DubinLaw.com.
Yeah.
DubinLaw.com.
I don't know, dude. I think you got nothing, but Dubin's very excited about it. He's writing your name down.
If I get a big enough settlement, who knows? Maybe I'll move to Peru.
Yeah, but how big could that settlement be where it's worth you going?
Well, you got to remember, I'm not making $80,000 a year now.
Joe, I understand that. But listen, if you made $80,000 a year before, you're going to make $80,000 a year again. You were in the Navy, you said?
At one time, yeah.
All right. How are your other Navy, the guys you still hang out with from the Navy, how are they going to look at you?
I've thought about that, but I don't give a frog's fat ass. I'm talking about my life now,
okay.
You know.
All right, dude. Anyway, Eric thinks you have a case, and he's a better lawyer than I am, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right,
you
so hold on 1 sec. I'm going to grab your number and give it to him, okay?
And a military man, right. To back it up? This guy's got a good
by
case,
the way,
Tim.
When were you in the military? Were you in Iraq?
No, I did not. San Diego time. I never even left San Diego the whole 2 years I was in.
Yeah, but you know what? The Russians or nobody ever attacked San Diego. You did a great job. Dude.
Thank you. I appreciate
all
that.
All right, hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 sec. We'll put you on hold here and get some details from you. I think when a guy, but that's a good case, though. I mean, how much could you get out of that?
I don't know, man. That's punitive damages, loss of earnings, emotional distress. I'm feeling it already.
But I don't see any of those cases in the news. I never see a male sexually harassing another male.
Isaiah just did it in the Knicks organization. She got $10 million for it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Maybe I got to get harassed around here. That'd be nice. At least any kind of attention around here would be nice.
I don't specialize in male groping, per se, but, you know.
All right. Let's take some more phone calls here. So you think you got yourself a case. Eric Dubin is with us. He beat Robert Blake in court for $30 million. It's been reduced to 15 with interest back up to 25.
You don't have to say all that. Just stick with the 30.
$30 million. So that's what you did beat him for,
it's
right?
It's on the title of my book. You got to stick
and
with
he's
it.
Also written a book called The Star Chamber.
Yeah. Good
which
segment.
I read, I'll be honest with you, on the toilet.
Good.
I enjoyed it very
Thank
much.
Thank you very much.
The print is big enough.
The book or the...
I did.
You're ambiguous there.
The part with you and Mesro was very good.
You know what?
Jerry, please.
Don't even go there.
All right, let's talk to a Cheryl in Chatsworth. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
By the way, Mesra turned out to be a hell of a guy.
Is that right?
Yeah, good guy.
Not according to your book. In the book, you hated him.
No, I like him now.
Okay. All right, Cheryl in Chatsworth. You're on 97.1 Free FM, and Eric Dubin is with us. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
All right.
How are you?
I'm sorry, don't tell us which casino. You were just at a hotel.
I was at a random hotel.
Right.
In Vegas.
Right.
I can say Vegas, right?
Yes.
Anyways, just not Las Vegas. Just
right.
Vegas.
Right. And I probably took two or three steps inside this unnamed casino hotel, and there was liquid, and I slipped and did the splits, which I normally cannot do. And anyway, landed on my other leg and my ankle, and I've been in a lot of pain since.
And what was the liquid? Did they determine what it was?
They didn't. They had security come over and take a picture of it, took a report. I've had emails, a couple of emails from the hotel, unnamed hotel.
Have they offered you anything?
They haven't yet, no.
All right, so, Eric Dubin, I mean, you're a great lawyer. What about this slip and fall?
All right, slip and fall 101. If an owner has notice of a dangerous condition, like a puddle or something, and it's been there for a long period of time, they don't do anything about it, like clean it up or put cones.
Boom.
You got a good case. All then right. It comes down to how badly are you hurt. If it is their fault, but you're not that badly hurt, juries don't love these slip and fall cases, and insurance companies don't pay a lot for them. So,
well, I had a knee surgery on that knee like 6 months before, and it
how long ago this happened?
Sit up. In August.
In August. All right. Have you been to the doctor since August?
Uh-huh.
All right. That might be a decent, I don't know. But, you know, how can they prove also that you don't do, I mean, if, let's say you were an ex-cheerleader, and they have pictures of you doing the splits.
Nobody has pictures of me doing the splits anymore.
Nobody, right?
Nobody.
I'll tell you one thing you got going for you. It's on videotape.
Exactly. That was my thought. But how do you prove that they didn't know?
Well, look at the video.
Yeah, how long?
2 hours.
Where did the puddle come from? How long did it sit there? Your answer is on tape.
Yeah.
Keep it? Do they have to keep it?
I guess I don't know. I mean, we keep tape around here for about 5 minutes, so I don't know how long they keep it. All right, Cheryl, go to his website and maybe you do get a case there. I don't know. I don't know if you handle that kind of stuff, do you?
Well, the website's DubinLaw.com, and I'll certainly talk to you.
All right, Eric Dubin is with us. He beat Robert Blake in court. Recently, he was reduced to $15 million. But still, that's a hell of a fight you fought there in court. The state of California tried to put Robert Blake in jail for the rest of his life for the murder of what was his name? Blakely?
Bonnie Lee Bakely.
Bonnie Lee Bakely. And you beat him single-handedly, without a big firm, without big lawyers behind you. It's just you.
All me.
And got him for $30 million. Look at that. All right, so you think you got yourself a case. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Eric Dubin's a very expensive lawyer, and he's here for free tonight, man.
All look at
that.
Tonight.
Public service. Maybe we can write this off as public service.
Can
we fill out one of those papers? All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Eric Dubin's with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX Free FM. Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Eric Dubin is with us, famous lawyer who beat Robert Blake in court. Jerry, what'd you play there? What's going on with you, dude?
I played something twice, but I thought I had loaded it up. And
what'd you play? What was it?
Just the rejoin, the Miller Lite rejoin.
And you played
Miller Lite got two mentions.
Right.
My bad.
That's okay. No, I'm what's going on with you tonight?
Nothing, dude. What do you mean?
You don't seem here. Jerry Gomez.
I'm here, dude. Of course
I know.
I'm here.
You don't seem to be on your game tonight, dude.
Oh, there's just, you know, I got something on my mind, man.
What is it?
Well, that GTA 4 is coming out, dude.
What?
GTA 4 on PS3.
What is
Grand Theft Auto 4?
Grand Theft Auto 4.
I've been waiting like a year and a half for this game. There's a midnight open tonight at the stores.
And you're going to it?
Of course I'm going, dude. I wouldn't miss it.
Well, you want to go early?
No.
Well, then stop effing up.
All right, dude. My bad, homie. I wasn't trying to.
All right, so you think you got yourself a case, everybody? Eric Dubin is with us, and he beat Robert Blake in court for $30 million. Been reduced to 15, I guess, with interest. It's back up to 25, and the offer's out there. I would, Robert, if you're listening, I think you can get away with about $5 or $6 million. Oh. I think this guy will just, you know, will just collapse if he sees that kind of dough.
Look at Tim.
Bring it in ones.
Turning on me.
Bring it in ones. And this guy will sign off on it tonight.
I wear a pair of jeans and it's all downhill. Telling you.
All right, so you think you got yourself a case. Is that right, Anna? In Downey, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
All right. What happened to you, baby?
Well, about 20 years ago, my husband had a house that he inherited from his dad. About 5 or 6 years ago, he quit claimed it to his nephew, telling him that he was doing it just for a short period of time until he got his Social Security, and then he wanted the nephew to give it back. My husband has paid the taxes for over 20 years on the house.
Right.
And the nephew will not give the house back.
Oh, is that right?
We got an attorney in January, but he never got the deposition going, and my husband died 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, what a tough run for you, huh?
Yeah, so we're trying to see if we can get the house back because my husband intended it for my son.
Oh, baby, I'm sorry, ma'am.
And everybody says, yeah, we can do it, and now they're saying, well, no, because there's no deposition, but...
Well,
I mean,
let's ask Eric Dubin. You got a case here? I mean, is there any proof that this kid was supposed to give the house back?
There's no proof. It was just a
handshake deal,
verbally.
Huh?
Right. Uh-oh. But we have all the papers for every single year that my husband paid the house taxes.
Oh, boy.
See? And last year when he got sick, we paid the taxes again, like in November, and then we got our check back because we found out that they paid for that 1 year.
Oh, Bubba. Was the house paid off?
Yes, it is.
And how much is it worth?
Oh, just about maybe $300,000.
Oh, that's all right. That's a lot of money. What do you think, Dubin?
Well, I mean, go with your lawyer. I mean, sounds like you had a case and everything was going smoothly, then your husband died. From what I understand, that wouldn't stop anything in the real estate context. It does affect things in the PI world, but I think you're still okay. So your lawyer should be moving forward. Whether it affects evidence or proof down the road, that's a different story.
Oh, good. Okay, and the attorney will not call us back. I've left messages. He doesn't even know that my husband's dead.
Oh, that's how.
Oh, wait a minute. I think you're onto something here. If he doesn't know your husband's dead, mm-hmm. get somebody, one of your close friends, to impersonate the guy.
Yeah,
I'll do it for you.
Would you? I would love that.
I'll definitely do it for you.
I'll go for that.
I'll get that house back for you before Wednesday.
It's actually brilliant.
That would be great.
Yeah, we'll do a little weekend at Bernie's. Maybe we can drag the old man
in.
Let me
throw some more advice at you. For everybody who wants to get something done from an attorney or anybody else, a phone call is really weak. You got to document it. You got to send a letter, fax it, email. But documentation is where lawyers respond.
Eric just wrote me a note. I'll help this woman out for free. Is that right? Oh, what a sweet guy.
We'll give him some money.
No, that was Jerry. I'm going with you to get the game at midnight.
You are an impersonator.
All right. Hold on 1 second. We'll get some information. I feel bad for you, Ann. I think you've had a bad year, man.
Free?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I have.
And,
I have.
You need a break, baby.
I'm trying to keep it together.
I know, you know, it sounds like you're trying to keep it together, too.
Is it really?
Yeah, but don't be afraid to let those feelings go, you know?
I don't want to go there.
We're going to send you something here, darling. I don't know what it is, but they got to give you something here.
Thank you.
How about...
A smile on my face. Thank you.
You like arena football or you like watching DVDs?
DVDs.
All right. We're going to give you arena football tickets. All right. Here's
my son would love that.
We'll give you both.
Thank you.
All right. Hold on 1 second. All right, darling?
Thank you.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Hold on 1 second. Oh, that's... devastated.
So you went from offering me for free, then giving
out
the station stuff.
Don't be
dropping the F-bomb on the radio, please.
All right, Charlie Wilson's War on DVD is going out to Anna, and Tom Hanks, Julia Roberts, and Philip Seymour Hoffman, all in the true story of Charlie Wilson's War, and his part in arming Afghanistan in their war against the Soviet Union on DVD. Seems like a light little Saturday.
Feel good movie.
And then also a 4-pack of tickets to see the Los Angeles Avengers take on the Arizona Rattlers. That's May 3rd at Staples Center. It's nonstop fast action football. Go to LAAvengers.com for all the latest arena football info. Sit up close if you're there. Congratulations. All right, so you think you got yourself a case. Christina in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Timmy, man, look at you.
Hey, look at you, baby. Eric Dubin's with us.
Hi. Okay, Hello? I'll try to make this quick, but basically what happened is I worked on a military base. I was a civilian, and okay, I'll tell you, it's San Clemente Island where they do bombing and stuff, and three of us women who are in our late 20s got cancer after working there.
Oh, boy. Jerry, please.
Jerry, cut it.
Jerry. Guys, every time he hears cancer, he goes nuts. How many women were working there?
Well, there were more people than that, but three of us coincidentally got cancer in our late 20s with no prior history.
Are you serious?
Yes. Right. No family history?
No.
Right.
And I know for a fact, you know, the place is covered in, you know, unexploded ordnance, and I know that they exposed us to radiation without telling us.
Oh, boy.
And, of course, you sign a waiver before you get the job. Otherwise, you don't get the job. And you say, I will not sue the U.S. Navy, no matter what happens to me, kind of thing.
Right. That might might come up.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. Somebody might bring that up in the trial.
But, yeah,
now,
anyway.
Have you gone to therapy? I mean, has the cancer left the body?
Yeah, it was 6 years ago now.
Oh, good for you. No,
oh, good news.
But one of the ladies died, actually.
Uh-oh, bad news.
Yeah, 32 years old.
Bad news.
Yeah, so anyway.
But you're alive. Always, how old are you?
I'll be 36 in a couple weeks.
Good for you. All right. All right, what do you think, Dubin? Did she sign away all her rights?
Wow. First of all, I'm really happy to hear that you're okay. That's a really heavy issue. Why don't you contact me? I might be able to send you in the right direction. The question of whether she signed away her rights, you know, that's may not be as solid as Tim thinks it is.
Man, I think it's pretty solid. All right, that's why I'm not a lawyer, I guess. All right, Christina, hold on one sec. We'll give you some more information off the air. Let's talk.
In other words, Tim, like you maybe will say, like, you know, if you injure yourself skiing, you can't sue us. But that doesn't mean you can have like craters out there that are causing problems.
Right. Yeah. No, I understand.
You still have to be reasonable.
Yeah, I understand. But anytime you do sign a waiver, I have a feeling that a judge looks at that and goes, "Hey, listen, you read it, you signed it, that's your signature. It says here you'll never sue. Why are you here?"
It definitely can be game, set, and match.
It is tough, though, isn't it? I mean, to overcome that?
It's tough, but it just depends on, you know, you can't sign away your obligations to be reasonable or
right.
not negligent.
But it's tougher for you in this case.
Oh, there's no question. That affects everything.
All right, let's talk to Eric in Canyon Lake. You're on 97.1 Free FM. So you think you got a case. Eric Dubin is with us. World famous Eric Dubin. How are you, sir?
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, what do you
What's
got?
What's happening, man?
Hey, I had my dad passed away some years ago, and it was due to an insurance company, and they had prescribed him to take a certain amount of medication for his cancer treatment. He had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and they never actually mediated or regulated how much he was supposed to take, and they just kept giving him refills and refills and ended up really tearing up his respiratory system, and which due a couple years later, actually put him in the ICU, only give him about a 12% chance to get out.
He how
recovered
old was
from that. I believe he was in his early 50s.
Oh, boy.
When did he die exactly? How long ago?
2001. That's my only worry is that my family's all kind of steered us away immediately from, you know, pursuing anything. But I've always had in the back of my mind, you know, did we have, you know, an opportunity to actually go after him? Because he didn't die of the lymphoma. He actually died from a respiratory failure. He was actually drowning on his own blood.
Yeah, so. I know what these insurance companies are like, especially I had to deal with one when my mom died. And because she was out of the country when she died, but she had bought a rider on her insurance saying if she was out of the country, she would still, you know, she would still receive benefits. And they said to me that, well, her illness in Canada wasn't serious enough. And I said, she died there. I don't know how much more serious you get. I mean, she died. But yeah, I know what you're dealing with, and one of the PR spokespeople for this insurance company, I won't say which one it is because it makes me so crazy. But she actually said to me, she said, you know, in our insurance business, we look to pay every claim possible. We look for reasons to pay every claim. And I said, are you effing kidding me?
Right.
I said, do you think this is the first time I've ever effing heard this? And she goes, sir, I'm not used to that language. If you use it again, I'm going to hang up on you.
Nice.
And I said, I'll give an F, Nichia. All right, what do you think? This guy, is enough, too much time has passed?
All right, quick commentary. Insurance companies are not looking out for you. You need a lawyer if there's a serious issue like what Tim's talking about or any instance. They're looking out for themselves. There's a big new development in California now where they're cutting off policies, and the California Supreme Court said enough of that. You're not cutting off policies anymore.
Good.
So to answer your question, I'm so fortunately, you're way out too late. You got 2 years. To sue somebody for wrongful death or for an injury situation, 6 months if the government's involved.
And they only allow you 6 months if the government's involved?
If the government's involved, you got to file a claim in 6 months.
Jesus
so you're really
Christ,
out of luck.
Man.
2 years, you're totally out of luck. The only exception
bad vibes.
Is if there's minors involved, then they have till they're 18 before that 2 years starts to run.
All right. Sorry, dude. I don't know what to tell you, Eric, but go to DubinLaw.com anyway. Is it DubinLaw.com?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, DubinLaw.com. We got to take a break here. Eric Dubin is with us. He beat Robert Blake in court for $30 million. It was recently reduced to 15 with interest probably back up to 20-25.
Jesus Christ.
And this is one of the top 20 lawyers in the state of California, according to some rag. What was it?
The most important legal publication in California.
Which is what?
The Daily Journal.
Okay, the Daily Journal. The Daily Journal called this guy... one of the top 20 lawyers in the state of California. That's pretty impressive, man.
There's only a couple hundred thousand of us, so you know.
Yeah, especially for this guy.
I don't
All
like
right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. So you think you got yourself a case? It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Eric Dubin's with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tim Conway Jr. live at 97.1 Free FM. One of the top 20 attorneys with the state of California is with us. The guy who beat Robert Blake in court, Beretta. Man, beat Beretta for all that Beretta money. Eric Dubin, nice to see you, man.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for having me.
All right, so you think you got yourself a case. Is that the deal here? Let's talk to Lisa in Riverside. You're on 97.1. What do you got?
Hi, guys.
Hi, baby.
How you doing?
Good.
Well, I've got one of those medical issues.
Uh-oh.
I have a girlfriend, and her husband went into the hospital for a surgery. And after the surgery, he spent a total of almost 2 weeks in the hospital. On the day he was supposed to go home, they think he had a blood clot, and he died.
Ah, boom.
But we were unable why the doctor didn't have him on blood thinners after surgery.
Ah, that's a good one. All right, hold on 1 second. What do you think? Malpractice.
Yeah,
type
med
of...
mal. That's obviously a big
Jesus
issue.
Christ.
You know, you need a good med mal lawyer. I certainly know a bunch. And again, it comes down to when did it happen, and
you hear a lot of that. You know, they say that they're like they. I think there's something like 12 or 18,000 people a year die. Maybe it's more than that because of hospital mistakes.
And you see some weird stuff like leaving scissors in people. And
yes,
bad
exactly.
Stuff.
All right. Let's talk to, I don't know here. How about Mike in Irwindale? You're on 97.1. How are you?
I believe that was Steve in Irwindale.
Oh, I'm sorry, Steve. Go ahead, dude.
No problem. Hi, Tim. How you doing?
Good, man.
Hey, I got a question. My wife and I have a three and a half year old son, and we put him in like a play school daycare thing for like 2 hours on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Well, last Tuesday, my wife went to pick him up, and he wasn't in the classroom. They didn't know where the heck he was. So my wife was scrambling around to different classrooms. You know, the other children are in there, and she couldn't find him. So she went in the bathroom, she checked the bathrooms, he's not in the bathroom, he's nowhere to be found. And the people that were supposedly, you know, in care of him didn't have any idea. She goes, oh, he was just here. Well, she said, call 911. So the office called 911 real quick, and then some lady came in and she says, are you looking for a little boy? There's a little boy out in the parking lot. He was out there messing around,
Christ.
You know, in between the cars or something. I was just wondering.
I would have gone ape-ass, man.
Oh, yeah, I know. So my wife was just like, so she was hyperventilating. I mean, the kid's got a heart problem. He needs to have surgery later on. He had surgery when he was 9 days old. Mm. So he's very precious to both of us, you know.
Dude, if they don't give you $1 billion, you got screwed.
I know.
That sounds like a great case to me, and especially if you could show the negligence of those people. I mean, you know, that's what you're paying them for. You're paying for them to protect that child of yours a couple hours a day. And for that kid to be out walking around the parking lot, he could have gotten killed by a car or wandered onto the street.
Oh, I'm boiling. I mean, I got a 4 and a 6 year old. Tim's in the 2 range. I mean, that's
I got a 2.5 year old. Man. And if that ever happened to my 2.5 year old, I'd be in prison right now. I'd have killed everybody there.
It would be ugly.
But that guy's got a good case. Go to DubinLaw.com and remind him that you were on the air tonight. But that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's scary.
That's outrageous.
That's pretty scary stuff.
You know, somebody sent me something, and I can't remember who sent this to me, but it happened in Tennessee, and a family was shopping at one of these box stores, you know, like a Costco or Sam's or something like that. I'm not sure which one it was. And this woman turns around, and she looks around, and her daughter's gone. So she says to one of the guys who works there, "My daughter's vanished. This place shuts every door immediately." They shut the big metal doors. All the metal doors get closed. They put 2 people that work there at every door, and they call the cops. And nobody leaves that building until the cops show up. Nobody. And they do a thorough search, and they found the kid. The kid was in the bathroom. The girl was in the bathroom with her head half shaved and makeup on her to try to make her look like another couple's girl. And they're going to try to steal this girl. And the couple got caught, and, you know, I guess they were punished and, you know, are doing jail time. But that's how quickly crap like that can happen.
I've had a few bad ones. I've had some little girls attacked in fast food restaurants. I've had a little boy get an acid burn at a home.
Is that right?
Depot store. I mean, bad stuff happens, and kids are the world, so that's tough.
Oh, man. All right, let's take some more calls here. So you think you got yourself a case. Let's talk to... How about Nancy? You're on 97.1. How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right. What's up with you?
Hey, Nancy.
My niece got diagnosed with a brain tumor, a cancerous brain tumor, and she got radiation and she got chemotherapy. But later on, they discovered that it wasn't cancerous. And meanwhile, she got radiation and chemotherapy.
Tommy. Right. So you think they misdiagnosed her?
Yes.
Are you saying she went through all that for nothing?
She went through all that for nothing. Oh, she's got, like, this really rare brain tumor that I guess, like, keeps growing back. But, I mean, she got as much radiation as she can get. I mean,
how old is she?
Never get. She's 7.
Oh, my God.
God almighty. And did they find the tumor? They removed it? And
she's yeah, she's got it removed, like, 3 times. I guess it keeps growing back. And it might grow back up to, like, 5 times. But, I mean... You know, now she's got radiation in her, so now she can possibly, now it could be cancerous when it grows back because of the radiation that she's got.
Oh, ba-boom. That's a great case,
I'll tell you what, I'll make it simple. Whether or not there's a case, contact me, and I'll do anything I can to help this girl out, because that's what I live for, frankly.
All right.
Hold on 1 second, Nancy. That is too bad. Man, when people F around with kids like that, that's outrageous.
Yeah,
I mean, I understand, like, if I go in the hospital and they misdiagnose me because I'm just a 44-year-old idiot. But when you have, like, a 4, 5, 6-year-old who's so helpless, they can't, you know, they need you, they need their mom and dad to protect them, and they try to do everything they can, and then to radically misdiagnose a child like that,
where
you're giving
him
chemotherapy for a situation they didn't need it.
Oh, God.
Ah, babo.
All right,
Chad in Orange County on 97.1 Free FM. Real quick, so you think you got yourself a case, dude?
Yeah, hi guys. Thanks.
What do you got?
Hey man, what's happening?
This happened June 12th in 2000. It was concerning the Firestone tires. I bought one of the Ford Explorers. I had the tires that were on recall.
Right.
This happened about a month or so before the story broke. Of course, the tires went out on me. Terrible car crash. A head injury, threw my ear back on, quite a bit of damage done to me, in the hospital for a couple months, rehab right. And everything.
I would say, Chad, real quickly, because we got to go here, but I'd say you should wait another 30 years before you do anything about it.
Yeah, did you say 2000, dude?
Something about it, and the thing is, the attorneys, it was just a bad situation.
See, there's no way around if you didn't do anything in 2 years.
Well,
he said
he had an attorney. You said you have an attorney?
I did have an attorney, and
did he file anything?
A couple of attorneys. Well, they filed a complaint and put it in, and then it... all of a sudden, the car disappeared, and just went away. I wasn't one of these sue happy kind of guys.
Yeah, but you spent a couple months in the hospital.
Yeah, no, it's been about 2 weeks in the hospital.
2 weeks in the hospital.
And then about 2 months in rehab.
All right, hold on one sec. Go to DubinLaw.com and tell Eric that you heard him on the air. I think it's too much time that went by. I'm not a lawyer, but Eric is.
If they filed something, that may be, but if not, you're out of luck.
All right, go to get your book, folks. The Star Chamber.
Yes.
By Eric Dubin. The
National
Star
Choir
Chamber.
Just called it shocking. And
for
them to call something shocking, you know
Jesus
it's shocking.
Christ. And Larry King has written the foreword?
Yeah, he put some good words in there for me. Good guy.
Look at you,
yeah,
dude.
Man.
You've been on the Larry King show, right?
I have. I've done a mom, and I've done the rounds.
Been on with Fox?
Done Fox, CNN, Today Show, GMA, I've done a mom.
Jesus Christ, man. One of the most popular attorneys on the planet, number 20 in the top 20 in California.
Whoa.
Eric Dubin, come back again sometime, dude.
You are the man. Thank you for having me.
All right. Then if Robert Blake finds you. By the way, Eric Dubin is about 6'9".
10.
6'10".
Right.
With tons of hair, so you can't miss him. Don't try to kill one of these shorter guys thinking it's Eric Dubin.
Right.
All right. We have the news coming up next with Gina. Gina, what's in the news, baby?
Well, Pamela Anderson sounds like she may be cured of hepatitis C, and you might want to rethink swimming near San Diego right now. This and more after the break.
All right. And then David Letterman coming up. The top 10 list is TBA. TBA. What's that all about, Jared?
That's my bad. It's actually the top 10 signs your monkey is smart.
All right. And why isn't it on this list?
Because I just, it was a lapse in my mind.
Thinking about that video game.
Thinking
tonight,
about
right?
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, got a lot in your mind.
Sorry, dude.
All right. No, that's cool. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Jerry's an a-hole. Live at 97.1 Free FM.
Eric Dubin.